Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's equivalent of, you know, having in any other plot arc, in any other movie, having the smoking hot babysitter or the smoking hot substitute teacher just show up in your world. There's no way this dog could clean up like this.
You think right? There'd be a scene where the dog takes off his glasses and all of a sudden he's hot?
Santos is on trazodone. And he, it's tranquilizer, essentially.
Hey, man.
We couldn't find Special K, so we gave him trazodone.
Let's go into the suburban doctor and see what's going to happen to me.
See, Rob's doing a routine where someone took a tranquilizer.
This is what I hate about people. What do you want? These are hits.
Yeah, they are hits.
These are hits.
I can answer that in song, Oscar.
Oh, please. Great.
I just don't know. No. What I really want something else. That's all I have to say.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Greetings, holiday revelers. It's The Mike O'Mara Show for a Tuesday as we count down to the big holiday, most wonderful time of the year. That's what I think. Go Big Blue. I'm sorry, I have to reference it. I have to. I can't help myself.
You got to take the wins and celebrate them as they come. They're so few and far between.
Oscar, best one of the year. And, you know, going into it, it was just fun.
Doppel Monday Night Football.
It was, you know, there are plenty of times that we, you know, go into a game and get 40-0 like the opener, the season opener.
Right.
There's been plenty of pain this season. It's nice to have a little pleasure. Now, my kid goes to bed at halftime. And what I did today with the highlights, I said, listen, buddy, after I put you to sleep, I went to bed too. I just couldn't hang. I was exhausted. So I paused it at the second half so we could watch it together. I do that just to watch his real reaction. And then I tell him afterwards that I actually stay. And he knows now that I stay up for every Giants game anyway. So way to go. Big Blue over the pack, over the pack.
They tried to lose the game.
Well, Saquon Barkley tried to lose the game because, you know, I think he was weighted down by his earring.
Oh, you think that was the problem? Jewelry?
Oh, like it's a jewelry. Your commentaries on the culture and style.
But let me say this. When you really screw up, if you want to make yourself feel better, just treat your mouth guard like a pacifier, like he does.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Not happy.
I didn't watch the Giants game.
Focus, well, Mike. Focus him. On the win.
I was watching. Look, at halftime, both games were 10-10.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe third quarter, 10-10. And I was like, okay, this is it. I wanted to see Miami.
You're not about the time. You're not talking about. Are you talking about on a scale of 10 out of 10?
At one point, both scores.
Scores.
Both the Packers and the Giants and Jesus Christ, the Titans and the Dolphins, they were all 10-10. I know what you're
talking about. Well, the Giants, yes. That Giants wasn't 10-10. It was a one-point lead, though. They were
very
ridiculously
tight.
Close games.
Why didn't I look at the score and said 10-10?
Maybe it was 10-10 at some point, but I know it was for
11-10 would
time.
Be weird to see.
No, it wasn't right? 11-10. I think it was 14. It was 14-13.
That could have been a touchdown, a two-point conversion.
I'm telling you, at one point
goal,
during the game, they were all tied, and I had to choose which game I was going to stick to.
Okay, well, they were great. The Miami was an upset, too.
Yes,
right?
That was a fun game to watch, but I thought the Giants were going to lose, as they always lose, and I said, I don't want to see this. I'm sure Michael recap it in the morning. I'm going to watch the Miami game. And I watched the Miami game, and I saw the Titans come from nowhere and actually take down what at that point was the 9-3 Dolphins.
I'll have to check those highlights out after we tape the show today because I really want to check that
they
out.
They scored two touchdowns in 3 minutes.
Really?
Yes. Awesome. End of the game.
That's awesome. Mm. You know, for teams that win all the time. Any given Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, Tuesday night, at some point, it's going to be all year and it's going to be every night of the week.
So much fun.
You're right. Because they want that. But
Who cares about concussions?
It just, who cares? Just throw your body in there and do it. I was really, really happy, but that's not the number one story today. The number one story is that Oscar wasn't with us yesterday, and it was a very, very big day for you because you were having your dog cut on with surgery to repair the dog, and being the A-list owner that you were with your dog all day, and we wanted to get an update on how it went down and how your dog's recovering.
My day started at 6 a.m., and I want to apologize to any parent that's ever heard me say anything about anybody's kid and how to respond to them. I don't know what it's like to have a child. I probably won't after this. It's just too much. God bless you guys. And maybe the Lord struck me with an empty
heart,
an empty cartridge, as they would say, because they said, you can't handle this. I rolled in at 6 a.m. to the vet. On time, medical procedure on time, baby.
Well,
on
you
time.
Have no
on
choice. Time. That's a on different time. World. That's not me.
That's surgery. I'm a doctor.
I'm going off to eat bonbons on the golf course. That's it. That's not like having surgery. So, I mean, that's cool. You have to be there because if you don't do that, you never know. They might roll somebody else in there.
First, I didn't want to lose our slot. So,
and you chose the suburban vet, right? Not the one in town, right? Because you were going to doctor, two of them.
The suburban vet was classy, sweet, nice, caring.
Okay, I'm already thinking about the length of your day with that, which is weird, you know, because I mean,
it is weird because I said, so day. I set up shop. They said I could leave. I said, no, I'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I set up shop. I see, look, Santos is a private school kid, right? Like he literally compared to other dogs. I know there's a caste system. I see this now. There's class. He clearly has gone to, you know, the St. Albans School of doggos. St. Albans.
By the way, and for those of you that don't know St. Albans, it's the, would you say in Washington, D.C., the preeminent?
It's the cream of the crop.
Yeah. It's the preeminent
that's where,
private
that's where
school.
My our business partner, Charlie Bernie, went, and Charlie Rudy's brother and his other brother, and every Bernie goes to St. Albans. That's just
and
the
I
way
believe
it is.
President's
it has been.
Children have gone
oh,
there
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. If
it's more expensive than any college because that's
yeah,
what it
like,
is.
That's yeah, that's just what it is. So he's a St. Albans dog. I like to say that. Now, I didn't go to St. Albans. My parents couldn't afford St. Albans, couldn't get me into St. Albans. Maybe one day Santos would go.
I was not a private school
But as I sat there, I saw all these mangy mutts come through from the public schools because I'm a city guy and judged them.
Were there
I
any said, dropout dogs? Any dogs that dropped out?
No, no. There was a couple kids from the Phoenix School. That's the
online. Online dogs.
No. The school for troubled teenagers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They use Phoenix. Let me tell you something, Rob. In education, they use Phoenix quite regularly. Yes. You know, in as far as rising from the ashes of a tragic life.
Yes. Or your GPA.
Yeah.
You didn't think I was going to come in with this take.
No.
This is delightful.
So I sit there and like any other parent, or dog parent, you judge. And right. I'm like, oh, look at that. I was like, damn, oh, that poor dog needs another family. Or this other. And then you see the put upon. You see the put upon owners because I am in the lobby of what is a veterinary hospital. Okay. And everybody to a person is sweet and a dog lover. So all jokes aside, like they're there to help their doggo out.
But I found it, if I can just, you know, the last time I was at the regular vet, I found it to be a little sad too. A little bummer. A little bit.
Oh, vets are
a lot
always
of people
sad.
With dogs. Yeah. Dogs with issues. It was kind of tough. Was it that way at your surgery?
One guy came in with an emergency.
Uh-oh.
And this made my morning. This is roughly 10 a.m. And at this point, Santos is supposed to be in surgery by noon, but they did warn me. They said if there's an emergency that comes in, we're going to have to push back. And this is the other thing I should mention. Santos is on trazodone, and it's a tranquilizer essentially.
Hey man,
we couldn't find Special K, so we gave him trazodone.
Let's go into the suburban doctor and see what's going to happened to me.
See, Rob's doing a routine where someone took a tranquilizer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, get it?
A blow dart to the neck. And then you stumble into the baby pool. So
I'm so
I feel tired.
It's fine.
It's fine. Why are you waking me up so early? Excuse me. This guy comes in and says, I don't know where to go, and this is going to, it's embarrassing to say, but my dog ate a full bag of mushrooms.
Like the hallucinogenic mushrooms?
The magic mushrooms.
No.
And this guy looked like a shorter Todd Moore. And I looked at, like, and as soon as he said it so loud and he was so panicked, you felt bad. And the dog looked like it was Spacey Stacy. Like, it was not looking good.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, not even scary. Wasn't, like, running around chasing its tail or anything.
No. He was confused. Like, it's a little confused. Not
was
scared,
the dog taking
confused.
Its paws and going like this?
No, he was actually filling out the paperwork. Wow. So
that is definitely a Loudoun County dog right there. A Loudoun County Public School high school dog that ate mushrooms. That's what that is.
So wow. The yeah. lady behind the counter says, mushrooms? And she says, like hallucinogenic mushrooms? He said, yeah. And she said, well, how many? And she said, I'd have to call the gentleman who I bought them from to find out.
Druggy. God, and I'd have to call the jail. You don't even have a rough count, you moron. No. My God.
I don't even know how mushrooms work. I just thought, as he's saying this, and I'm in the corner, like I'm literally like I'm a stenographer. I'm taking notes.
I mean, incredible.
He says, and I'm like the guy, and I'm processing the guy that God. You bought them from. You mean your drug dealer?
The dealer. Yeah.
The dealer.
Yeah.
But can you imagine it? Say, for example, you got a baggie to last you till St. Patrick's Day of your magic mushrooms.
Right.
And you can't pull the answer on how many because he's in like, I'm in panic mode. Yeah. I'd have to ask the guy that sold them to me. Yeah, like he does the count.
Sure.
Isn't it by...
it's weight.
Yeah, it's weight.
Gotta be.
It's weight. Yeah. I think. I don't know how mushrooms roll.
Who knows?
You're not a druggie, but...
Well, in the world of agriculture, regular mushrooms are sold by the pint. So, I don't know. Maybe you had a pint of mushrooms. Yeah.
So... At this point, they're like, hold on a second. And there's like everyone's somewhat concerned, and some lady's giggling in the corner because she clearly knows about mushrooms.
So. I'd be such a little laugh.
Yeah,
I would be out of my mind.
Oh, my God. The lady. So the vet comes out and it's like, hey, like, what's the deal? And he said, well, I just went out for a cup of coffee and I messed up because I left the mushrooms on the... on the coffee table, on like my kitchen, like a little low table, and like he couldn't even speak. And I was like, what is happening right now?
God, what a show. What a show.
Can you imagine?
You can't.
And he goes, and I didn't know what was going on until I walked in. He looked a little funny. And then next thing you know, like he's, I guess the dog would try to puke it up because dog, they probably feel a little sick. So they had to pump this doggo's stomach.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
That's my only one. That's it. That works pretty
good. So they pumped that dog's stomach. He's fine. I'm happy to report.
Good.
So that's noon. So then I'm like, hey, do you think I can go? Like, should I go home now? At this point, it's just been too much chaos. Like, I'm barely getting any work done.
What time? What was your ETA for the, so you're up at 6. What time did you get to the
vet? I got to the vet. It opens up at 7, so I was there at 6:45.
Oh God!
So I was like,
the show had to make it a little less of a hassle that your dog was going to be.
Oh,
bumped.
Judging other people's dogs and how they take care of them, I was like, this
mushrooms,
is great.
Magic mushrooms.
Yeah, the mushrooms was funny.
You couldn't get a better circumstance.
Yeah, that's not even so like a mainline drug. That's like an obscurity factor of 5 right there.
And I gauged my level of concern simply by the way the vet responded, where they probably have seen this before, because like, okay, like as long as it wasn't like 3 bags of mushrooms, and like she was quantifying right away, Like if it was a dealer pack or something from Costco, that's a problem.
It does make you appreciate people that do this.
The vets out there that probably get.
You know, how many of us? I think we probably all had moments where you freak out about something your pet ingested. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty amazing.
So, I go to the front. I said, "Look, what's the story on the surgery?" And they're like, he's gonna." We wanted to get him in midday. He's probably not going to have surgery till like 3-4 o'clock, maybe even 4:30, because we have all these, we got backed up for the day, just like any other place. And I felt, because Santos was fasting, I was like, what does he eat? Like, how does it, I guess this is just normal stuff that we all go through. Like, think about the times when we've gone to surgery, Mike, and you fast from noon and then you don't go into like 2 o'clock into surgery.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
And for other, you know, procedures as well, blood work and things like that.
So you fasting. Like you're like hangry, but I guess dogs
figure it out. This is primarily, and surgery for people and for dogs, this is primarily so they don't, you know, yak up whatever they had and aspirate or something like that when they're on the table. That's the,
we're on the same page.
Right.
So they said, look, most people don't stick around. He's probably not going to go home today. You can pick him up tomorrow. We're going to post-op him because it's so late in the day. You won't be able to take him home probably. So he'll stay the night. And then I out of my backpack, pick up a stuffed animal of his. Would you mind putting this in his crate with him?
You're the Uber owner.
That's pretty great.
You're the Uber owner. You love your little baby. This is your child. So you don't have children, so this is your child.
Yeah, it was rough.
Meanwhile, the mushroom dog saw the stuffed animal come to life and fly around the lobby. Yeah.
Just like in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
It's a girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Wow. So you left Santos with a stuffed animal.
I left him with a stuffy, as my nephew Sebastian says.
Right.
Then you're like, okay, you know, you essentially get back to work as best as possible. Then we're grinding it out. I don't have a car, so I'm still stuck there, and I'm not going to pay. When I looked at the Uber, it was like $143 to get back to DC.
I forgot you're out in the burbs. I keep thinking you're in downtown DC.
Then I go and set up shop at Lido's across the street, because why not? They don't cut corners.
That's right.
Did you enjoy the bill of fare?
Oh, absolutely. It was wonderful. Right. And wonderful I said, pizza. I'm going to be here for a couple hours. Do you mind if I
What's use your Wi-Fi? Code? Yeah. Wow. Lido's. Great pizza joint around D.C.
Yes.
Nationwide. I don't know if
it's great. It's fantastic. But I got a good look at what a snapshot of Vienna, Virginia is all about. And Vienna, Virginia is much like Olney. Rob, I'll give you that much, having grown up in Olney.
And I grew
up in
Vienna.
It's a lot of moms.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like the people working from home. I don't know if they're working because there's a lot of people walking in and picking up a lot of Lido's in the middle of what is a Monday day.
I forgot. I just get it. Do you guys find that this time of year you get a little screwy with days of the week?
It's a weekday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it just feels weird because there's so much holiday advance stuff going on.
I asked the manager there because A. Tony.
Now, be fair. His name was Joe Lido.
His name was Anthony.
Okay.
So I said, Anthony, what's the story? He goes, the pandemic's the best thing that's ever happened to us. People don't go to work. All they do is get Lido's. And I said, all right.
That's
like he's so matter of fact, just right. matter of fact.
Did the and then I said, did the mushroom dog come in and get a large pizza and onion rings?
No, but there were so many owners there from the place just eating their emotions, which was
Jason,
great.
Yeah. Eating their that's funny.
And then I made friends with an owner that had a husky that came in that swallowed a marble or like you know that little game Marble Run.
Mushrooms,
marbles. You forget the dogs eat everything.
They'll just eat anything.
Emergency surgeries.
They'll eat anything. So he ate all the dogs and marble. He ate all the marbles and Marble Run. So he got to get those taken out.
One marble. You know, dog eats one marble. You just wait for it to pass, so to speak.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, correct. So I don't know. It was fine. And my wife was in pieces. Like she was here at work. And she's like, what do you think he's doing? I was like, he's probably just sitting there crying.
Oh, that's not what you want to say.
Really? And she said, no, I'm sure like last time I saw him, somebody was holding him in the back. This place is so sweet. Somebody was holding Santos. I saw him through the little swinging door, like at a restaurant.
Yeah. Right?
And one of the vet techs was just holding him because he just, you know, he's probably crying and just holding him.
Does he freak sure he's okay. a little bit? Does he freak out a little
Yeah, he's
bit?
Like, he's soft. Yeah. He's soft. Yeah.
And you had him tranked, so that's
I was right. like, but he's still soft, and he was weeping, and you've heard him cry in the past, Rob, when we leave, you know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I said, I don't know how we're going to have kids. I was like, we're a mess.
I don't think it's a mess to describe yourself as a mess when you're talking about, and I know this, I know how people without kids feel about pets. It enhances it because you don't have any other distractions. Right. I can tell you, having the first dog in a very long time that I have a relationship with, I'd be wigged out. When you have I have not necessarily had emotional connections with my pets, with Frankie and Beluga. There was not the tremendous emotional, but when you have it, it's a member of the family.
It is.
I understand it completely, totally. You know, so
it is,
you
it
know,
is.
And I, you know, any excuse to eat my emotions too. You know, that Lido pizza sounds like it would be.
No, fun. They had fries. They have all kinds of things.
So what time did Santos finally get into the onto the table?
So he got into the table at 3:30. The surgery took a little longer than we thought because they had to confirm that the meniscus was blown out as well. Mm-hmm. So both were, they put, you know, two plates in and rebuilt his little knee.
That dog was in pain. That's nasty stuff. Mm. Wow.
And that's how resilient these little animals are because
they bop around in terrible pain. They can do it.
Yeah. And it's like just, it's a normal deal. And it's surreal because I remember saying to Shannon, I wanted the second opinion because she wanted to go to surgery right away. And
sure.
I was like, did they say we needed surgery right away? And she said, no. I said, well, then we need a second opinion. But none of them, I guess until his knee went out, said it was right away. But the surgeon called us and said that we brought him in because it was debilitating pain, and eventually it would have gotten worse.
What's the prognosis for Santos with all this surgery?
3 months. We got to take him to aqua therapy.
Okay.
And stuff
3 months
like that.
To live?
No. No, he'll live a great, wonderful life. 3 months for recovery.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah. All right. When I say prognosis, it normally means will the dog recover fully?
Full recovery.
Now, but is there any chance?
So there's a plate. Wait, hold on. Plates? Like metal in there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how often is the aqua therapy? And what is the aqua therapy?
I don't even know. You got to put him on a treadmill that his like little legs are up to, and then they just... Basically, it's at Aqua Pups in Fairfax. Free plug for them, where it's a little tank with a treadmill underwater, but his head's above water.
You're
and
putting about 15,000 miles on your car for this dog. That's for sure. You're all over the DC metro area.
Yeah.
When will the therapy start for the dog?
I think our first session is on Friday.
Really? So right away they get him. Well, that's
they don't want you to. They said they don't want his muscles to atrophy.
Do you ever ask the question, and this is probably, I don't know whether you asked it or not, but what I keep thinking of is having a knee surgery myself where they went in there and they did an ACL replacement for me and remembering the recovery from that, it's tough. Knee replacements, when I got some surgery, I saw people that were getting knee replacements and how they were going through it. I suppose with dogs, it's a little less intense because they're dogs.
And they have four knees.
And they have four knees, right?
That's true.
So it isn't where he can't move for a while. He gets right to it. He's just going to be limping around a little bit.
Yeah. He'll be all a little gimpy.
Any kind of cast or anything like that? Or is it just wrapped or what?
They actually.
Oh, you haven't seen him yet, right?
No, but they also. I ordered all that bionic stuff, and they said no, because if you have. They said when you wrap them, like essentially. They want as natural a, at least this vet, a bounce back as possible. Because if you wrap them or you impede the movement. They're not going to get back to where they were.
You like before. You like your vet. You like the guy that's doing this. You
she.
You like.
Yeah, that must be a nurse. As well, I mean, I'm talking about the doctor.
I went to the Miller's house, and Eve is a veterinarian, so I know that.
All right,
as Lieutenant Dan would
you've
say,
you've seen one.
I know that.
Yeah. In real life,
is it?
No, I just know. I've had vets that are females. I wasn't meaning it that. I thought you had mentioned that it was a guy.
No, she's great.
Oscar, is there a chance when you were talking with the vet that when Santos recovers, he'll have incredible speed or super strength in that leg?
No. In fact, I'm more concerned with the other leg, right? With the other knee, where I was like, what's the chances his other knee? Because you know this happens, Mike, especially with athletes.
Yeah, where... favorite. Yeah.
No, yeah, no. You get both joints go, you know, they both go. If you're yeah. predisposed to that type of thing, you can very easily. I know a lot of people that have had, you know, knee replacements, and they replace both of them because the both mm-hmm. knees are in bad shape.
America, get the pet insurance.
Oh, would have been the out of pocket. If you just walk in with a checkbook to get this surgery.
I dropped off the dog by myself on because Shannon had to go to work. We had there's certain things Shannon can only do at the studio, which is pretty wild. Then it's a tip of the hat to my wife. She does it best. So I had to go in. And when I as soon as I plopped the dog down on the floor in a little doggy bed, and they're like, okay, we're gonna need the payment for $6,930. And I said, this is how she got me. This is how she got me. She got me to drop off the dog, and now I have to put, you know, because we have separate accounts. Everything's like my father, my pappy's pappy did it, and how my pappy did it, and how I do it is all separate accounts.
All right.
And I was like, this is how she got me. Merry Christmas, tío Oscar.
But you have insurance.
Well, no, I didn't. I was like, oh, $6,700. And she goes, and I'm like, and inside of me, like, I'm like, well, fine, it's for Santos. And I'm taking out my car. She goes, oh, it looks like somebody already paid it. And I'm like, someone. They said, oh, Shannon, your wife? I said, oh. And I was like, oh, my God.
Hey.
Like, she put it on her card, and she will get reimbursed by insurance.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know. But you had that moment where she, you know, it's like, okay, I got to take this hit. Yeah. Until the magic insurance bullet, you know,
45 is fired days out of the insurance
gun. Right. Yeah. 45 days later.
And that was just the down payment, because I can imagine how much the whole procedure would cost.
$1 million.
But, so I did the rough math.
Yeah.
And then again, all credit goes to my wife, because she got the insurance. I think we pay roughly a little less than $100 a month. So the dog cost a little less than $5,000. I don't remember the exact price.
You mean when you first got him?
When we first bought him. Okay. Yes. And then, any dog in the future, mark my words to our wonderful listenership, they will be adopted.
Good. A rescue.
Yes. From, my Highline private school. And they, and then I was like, okay, what's the total? I was just using the overall like maintenance like you do for a car, but for a dog. I was like, okay, this is going to be like a $10,000 dog. And then it's probably going to be another knee. I'm going to 15th that lifetime value of the dog. I'm doing all this adding up.
Calculating the overbreeding into the equation. This will blow the dog's knee out after 6 months. And then the hip dysplasia will kick in based on my $5,000 overbred doodle.
Yes.
That's the way it's going to go. Old time.
I was so heated for a good 15 minutes. I was like, how does this happen? But the dysplasia, as our wonderful listeners have written me privately, is something that can happen to any dog.
Any breed. There are breeds that more predisposed to it. I get it.
But my parents wouldn't have paid. My parents would not have paid. They would have said, hey, let's wrap like a little alpaca sling around it, and then let's let them hop around for life. So I'm thankful that we have the insurance.
If we
would have paid.
Hearing you talk right now is making me think, because I do have the relationship with my dog. It's really making me say, you know, if something were to happen, because you certainly didn't anticipate that this would be your world.
Maybe 10, 12 years old, not at 6 years old. He just turned six.
But I mean, what a way to justify the, you know, shelling out the $100 a month for this that now, you know, it's covered. It's covered, you know.
Covered.
I don't know. I don't know. Insurance. You know how much I hate insurance. If insurance wasn't a part of my life, I would be a wealthy man today.
Yeah.
I would be a wealthier man today. Insurance is insane, you know. And by the way, if you're, you know, I just got one yesterday, State Farm, because we were late on one particular payment. And it's just like, yeah, it must be nice.
Although cancel you right away.
With every other business, right, where you're sitting there going, hey, here's a reminder. I'll give an example. Country Club payments. Mr. O'Mara, you didn't. The insurance, car insurance, paid today. It's like you got a leg breaker on the other end. It's like, we're going to cancel you today.
Notice of pre-termination termination.
Just like totally manufactured by the insurance industry to make sure that there is no gray area. Screw you. It's just like Ray Liotta talking about loans at the restaurant, you know? Want your car covered? Pay me. Don't day late? Pay me. I had a problem? Pay me. I lost the checkbook? Pay me.
Yeah. Bastards. So true.
Yeah, it is. So, Santos, you'll know better tomorrow. You'll give us a better update as to what the dog went through. I mean, what the dog's doing in the recovery. But I think, really, with a young dog, relatively young dog,
he should be,
and
should be good.
I literally am hearing this and going, you know, maybe what? Because I'm not prepared to do it. I just wouldn't be prepared to do it.
You should just, you know, next time you go to a vet or ask Carla too, if she takes him, just say, like, let's get him insured. I think you just call. And then as long as the dog's healthy and you're not taking him in with some predisposed pain or issue, then you should be fine.
Even if it's pets, they got that.
$100 though. It's
the underwriter noticed that the dog was the dog had a heartworm issue in 1998. You know, it's like insurance.
The insurance company said that the dog had a predisposition to hallucinogenic drugs. He was taking mushrooms, so he cannot be insured. I'm sorry about that.
I was talking to a guy at Miller's Party the other day. The dude works for a major car rental business that is headquartered down here in Florida. You know, it rhymes with the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. And so he is responsible for marketing. So he, even though they've had their financial issues in the past, he is responsible for getting the advertising. So imagine
a huge campaign with Tom Brady.
Imagine that guy and how much his ass is smooched for that. Yeah. And I talked to him. I said, but he's the nicest down to earth guy. Kind of said, I'm lucky. I got a great, talking about a NASCAR team or a racing team that he was going over to Miami. It just a wonderful life. Sounds like a cool gig. And then I mentioned to him that he seemed really down to earth. Unlike my one experience where I went to a golf tournament when I was on the radio in Washington, D.C., and there were the executives, they were the media buyers from Geico.
Yeah,
and I have never seen swinging D's like these guys from the insurance company. And you know how much advertising. They will advertise the wing of a fly flying over the U.S. Open tennis tournament if they can. These guys buy everything. Billboards, bus boards, radio, TV, movie theaters, print, everything. Yes. And they were walking around just at the little suite that my general manager got me into.
Hospitality.
And it's just like, the hospitality. And you know that's the way they're treated. Can you get me another two passes for my friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We can do that for you. I've always thought if you had a job in the insurance industry of a major insurance company to be the media buyer. My dad did it on a very small scale. A lot of fun.
My track prior to, you know, as I was deciding whether I was going to go into radio or, you know, anything else, or broadcasting, was going to be in the marketing side. And I remember our professor saying, if you want the best life with the most perks, become a media buyer.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
Everything. They get everything. So for you youngsters out there that maybe want to do what we do, let me tell you, market media buyer, You know, it's rarefied air, and you got to be good at it. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah,
you
I mean, really it's actually a lot. At least back then, there was a lot of there's a lot of science behind it.
Yeah.
Like you had to figure it out.
I mean, we've all been in the radio business, and this is a little peek behind the scenes where we have all personally witnessed an operation at a broadcast facility shut down for a particular advertiser or a buyer.
I remember, and
like the sales manager comes in, the morning show comes in, the general manager comes in, two account executives come in, and then the person that's smooched.
Yeah,
that's the scoreboard of life, right?
It is the scoreboard of life. He with the most toys wins.
We have like the same thing happens when like we have George Conway and Reed Galen coming in this morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All hands on deck.
Right.
Everybody's here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's just the way it is.
So that's great. I hope we get a positive report, but they've already called you to tell you that Santos is doing fine, right?
Yeah. My wife was sweet this morning when she knocks on the bathroom door as I'm taking a shower. She goes, the vet's on the line. And my wife has this like fun, like work voice that she never uses it at home. And as soon as I hear the voice, I'm like, oh, she's on the phone.
It goes like this.
You must have been a beautiful.
What time are you going to pick up Santos? And I said, well, we cannot because I have to stay at work. But you can go pick him up, I think, at the earliest noon today after we wrap the morning broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, the vet says earlier the better. And I said, tell the vet that we need to, you know, pay our bills and we have responsibilities.
Yeah,
we're good to go.
I mean he's dealing with the mushroom vomit and stuff like that. He can let your dog go. That's the way it goes. Right? Absolutely. We got to take a break. When we come back later on, we're going to address the Hollywood, and I kind of understand the issue about Hollywood and the way they roll. And it's interesting. And I'm taking a different tact on this, or tact. I don't know. We'll be right back with the roundtable after this, ladies and gentlemen. Are you still searching for the perfect holiday gift? There is still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. This is unique, and you'll get a charge out of this by giving this to somebody, because if they don't see it coming, they're going to be thinking you're pretty cool. Legacy Box.
Yes.
Legacy Box. What is it? It's the simple and safe way to reclaim all the priceless footage you haven't seen in years. Right now, you can get your family's videotapes converted for just $9. And photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents each, which is 76% less than what other brands charge. This is the time of year that made so many memories, so you need to be sure that those memories live on. We've all used Legacy Box. We all love it. It's getting your memories preserved. It's like time machines. That's what it's like. It takes you back and lasts forever. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer, and I'm proud to say we've been part of that for almost their entire 10-year run.
True.
It's all done right here in the USA. Legacy Box is one of the few products that's in stock and ready to ship. Make this holiday season special by giving the gift of memories. Get your family's videotapes converted for just $9 and photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents each during this exclusive last-minute holiday offer from Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. There it is. There it is.
Oh, the Kraken is eating hallucinogenic mushrooms. Nice.
Ooh, it's the Kraken. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking over this thing right now.
Yeah.
Google. This is the time of year. Get used to this, where we will go over a lot of end of year lists and significant things that happened in the world that people were paying attention to that were the top searches. Now, they said that that they didn't put Taylor Swift in. We'll explain that why that is later. But they released their year-end data yesterday. Here are the top trends in various entertainment-related categories. I'll go 5-1 in each. They're all broken down in fives.
All right.
So the people that were trending, former Kid rapper and influencer and death hoax subject Lil Tay. He was at number 5, which surprises me. But
that was early in the year, but I remember that being
hot. It is a she, by the way.
Oh, Lee, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
That's what we were Googling. What is the gender of Lil Tay?
Yeah, Lil Tay. Thank you, Mac. Thank you. We'll get to you later. Number four, Tucker Carlson. I guess when he got canned, that's when people started paying
attention. We also Googled his gender. We wanted to make sure.
Number three is Travis Kelce.
Of course.
And that's for obvious reasons. Yeah. Number two, Jeremy Renner. And number one, you might be surprised. This happened last year, the early part of the year. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin. That captivated the nation, apparently, for quite a while. Actors that were trending. Pedro Pascal. What was the TV series? I'm trying to think where he
Last
was.
Last of Us.
What is it? Thank the Last of Us. You are rocking today, dude.
Yeah.
I love
that
show.
Yeah.
All right. Just, pause just for a second. Okay. You're not talking over
I'll settle down.
Number four is comedian Matt Rife. That guy is so good and so talented and so funny. Number three, this guy is really maybe not as talented and really not funny. Danny Masterson, who I think is in The Big House now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bad year for
convicted.
Him.
Convicted.
Number two, Jamie Foxx, and number one, Jeremy Renner. Jamie Foxx because of his health issues.
And Renner because of the snowplow accident, right?
Absolutely. The passing of people that died that were trending. Sinead O'Connor is five. Jimmy Buffett. Jerry Springer. I forgot Jerry Springer bought it.
Yeah.
Tina Turner. And number one, pretty easy. What do you think?
Oh, Donald Trump.
No, he's not dead.
This is people that have passed away.
Well, it's no one recent.
Yes, it is.
It is? Not Norman Lear.
No, not Norman Lear.
That's the one.
Norman Lear, I saw a doc on him. Very fascinating man.
Same
I didn't realize
business.
How captivating.
Oh, a television.
Yeah, Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks.
No, he's not dead yet.
Mel Brooks is still alive.
Oh.
Don't say his name.
Think younger. Think sitcom.
Oh, of Jerry course, Seinfeld. Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry, thanks.
Forgive me. Sorry about that. Should have had that.
Movies, Guardians of the Galaxy, Mike Vomitz. Number four, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Number three, Sound of Freedom. Number two, Oppenheimer. And number one, Barbie.
That was a cultural movement.
Yeah. Jeez, but Barbie, really?
Hey, what about...
Rob, center your mic if you don't mind. I'm hearing you from the left.
Barbenheimer, Mike. Barbenheimer was a whole deal.
What's going on? What?
I just heard... Rob wasn't on his mic, so he's off to the left of his mic.
Okay.
So he's
not,
I just want to make sure...
But Mike, Barbenheimer, think about that's all we heard about for a month. Barbenheimer.
You might have noticed a certain glaring omission. It's Taylor Swift. She was probably one of the most searched people in the year in multiple categories, but Google thought it would be lame to just have Taylor on top all over the place, so they did their trends instead of most searched. I don't know. That's it. That's what it is.
So they basically did the stats without Taylor Swift, which makes everything moot.
I got to hit my thingy. Sorry about that. Where do you guys line up on Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time? Like it, love it, hate it? How do you feel about it?
I don't think it's his best work, but I like it.
A Wonderful Christmas Time.
I don't think about it too much.
Well, apparently a lot of people do. In fact, it says here it could be the most polarizing holiday song of all time. People either love it or hate it, and the people who love it for the same reasons the haters hate it. Confused? Here we go. A musicologist named Nate Sloan laid out the reasons, and here they are. Structure, or lack thereof. The song's verse, chorus, verse structure is simple to a fault. I agree with that, because I'm a hater of that song.
Okay.
At the same time, the song's harmonic patterns are diabolically complex. Sloan says, quote, those chords are deep and jazzy, drawing on the rich harmonic vocabulary of the 40s and 50s. Number two is the synths. Paul recorded the song with a synthesizer that was pretty new at the time, and the synthesizers aren't terribly common in Christmas songs.
It's a great song. People hate it.
People
think it's too repetitive, I think. Yeah. But I think it's
good.
The
Mariah Carey song's repetitive, but it's a smash. Is that an original from Paul?
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote that.
He's a gazillionaire. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, yeah. One of my favorite moments ever in Saturday Night Live.
I like the song.
A couple
now
years ago,
now that I know this.
A Christmas episode that was hosted by Martin Short and Paul was the guest. And they built a sketch where the set opened up and Paul walked into his band and played it. It was a very cool, magical moment. Make me like the song even more. Because it's a great song.
Christmas song. Nice.
Well, some people hate it, though. You have to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
The lyrics, they're simple and repetitive. They don't say much other than, we're here tonight, and that's enough.
Well, that's Christmas, right? We're here tonight. We're here today.
This is what I hate about people. What do you want? Do you want just white noise and snow falling from the sky? Like, these are hits.
Yeah, they are hits.
These are hits.
Mm-hmm. I can answer that in song, Oscar.
Oh, please. Great.
I just don't know. What I really want something else. That's all I have to say.
Mike, not a fan of the Paul McCartney Christmas song.
Whatever. That's a stupid article anyway. Let's move on. Let's move on, shall we? Nominees for the Golden Globes announced yesterday. Here's what's really important. Nicolas Cage got a nod. He's up for Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for Dream Scenario, yet another recent movie he's been getting great reviews for. That does look like a good movie. Barbie and the TV show Succession have the most nods. I thought, and maybe I forgot it, I thought Barbie was panned. Like regularly panned, or was it just on this show?
No,
no, Barbie was.
Well,
loved.
I hadn't seen the film until it came to on demand. I still hated,
haven't seen it.
Oppenheimer was not. I think we all saw it and we're all like, "Oh, overrated."
Oh, right, totally overrated. But, in my opinion,
but Barbie, I think as far as its approach surprised people. And
so did you watch it and feel that way?
Yeah,
when you saw
yeah.
It?
I was like, this is completely different. This is not what I expected. Not what I expected.
Well, Oppenheimer got 8. After Barbie and Succession had the most. Killers of the Flower Moon and the Emma Stone movie Poor Things, which I didn't even know existed. They have 7. Emma has 2 chances to win. She's nominated for both Poor Things and the TV drama The Curse. In TV, The Bear. Good TV show about the chef. And Only Murders in the Building, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you. And by the way, I don't know if we
5 nominations each.
ABC is going to run that in a network slot coming this season. So if you haven't seen it on Hulu, you'll see it on broadcast television.
They'll replay it?
Yeah, they'll replay the whole thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, speaking of Only Murders, Meryl Streep is up for a Globe for her supporting role in season 3. That gives her 33 overall nominations, which extends her record. This will be the 81st Golden Globes. It's scheduled to go down Sunday, January 7th on CBS. There's no word yet on a host, but as you may have heard, several people have already turned it down. That includes Chris Rock. Yes, they actually asked him the host.
That would have been great.
So maybe too soon.
Is the Globe, which is your, it's,
I like the Globes.
Globes
better
is good.
Better than the Oscars because the Globes are, well, I like the Globes when they had Ricky Gervais and I wish they'd bring Ricky back, but they're not going to, or he's not going, he's chosen not to do anymore. It was beautiful when he hosted because they, all he do is bust balls. It was great. Really.
And yeah, the Globes allows drinking. It's a lot less formal than the Oscars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, right. It's good stuff.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of dog talk on the show today. Mm-hmm. The question going viral after a woman claimed someone made her an offer for real. Would you sell your dog for $200,000?
Oof. Yes. Yes. The answer's yes.
No. No, I don't think so. I think I'd regret it.
You put that right into a money market account, it compounds, it'd be great.
I love Winslow. Really do.
Yeah.
I think he'd make a beautiful dog for somebody.
As long as he's going to a good family and if somebody's paying $200,000.
Well, you see, now you're adding to it because if it's just $200,000, you don't know his destination. What if it's someone who does weird things to the dog?
A TikToker named Alexis.
I don't think Saul is giving $200,000 out for a dog.
No, it'd be more
like
Paul, I think.
Hello there. Paul. Bring your dog to me.
She got a Doberman puppy that's around 6 months old now. She claims someone recently offered to buy the dog for $200,000. She turned him down. She told her husband, no way, because the dog is like her baby. And she feels like she birthed it. She said she'd never sell her dog. So the question is, would you sell your dog? Oscar said yes. I said yes. Rob said no.
I didn't even flinch.
No, I don't think so.
Let's see. For what it's worth, most people in the TikTok comments said that they would take the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, goes to a good home.
You could buy another one. It looks just like the one you have. No one needs to know. Just be, oh, he's different. He's the guy. He's growing up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're serving your dog at a restaurant, Oscar. No. Yeah.
How about a $200,000 windfall at Christmas time, though? You know. A new study found that politely declining invitations to holiday parties can be good for your health. and your mental health. 77% of Americans have accepted an invitation to an event they didn't really want to go to because it seems rude to say no, but the study found hosts usually don't mind as much as we think. People in the study assumed it would leave the host disappointed. This sounds like a John Tesh story. People assumed in the study that it would leave the host disappointed, angry, and less likely to invite them to future events. But that wasn't the case. Intelligence for your life. In general, people understand you can't make it to everything. And so they don't think it's that big a deal. They might feel a tad slighted, but they probably won't hold it against you. The study found saying no to some of those invites can be good for your mental health. We're better at saying no than we've ever been. And
yeah, I think so.
I say no all the time because I only go to the shindigs that I really, really want to go to. But I have to say this also. If you have the experience where you want to say no to something, you go grudgingly, and then you end up having a pretty good time. That's happened to me a lot, too.
I think that's right? More common than you think. I think that once you get there, it's okay. But you can invent like a whole kind of situations that you dread, and they seldom happen. Yeah.
Yep. I'll go if somebody offers me $200,000.
How was your party this past weekend?
Well, we talked about it a lot yesterday. Okay. Mrs. O'Mara had a better time than I did. I had a fabulous time, but Mrs. O'Mara doesn't remember coming home.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
At 6:30 in the evening. It was wonderful.
It was one of those parties. Yeah.
Members of an International Space Station crew said astronaut Frank Rubio has now been cleared of allegations that he ate one of the first tomatoes harvested in space. NASA astronaut Jasmine Mobelli said during a live-streamed event celebrating the 25th anniversary of the station that the remains of the tiny tomato had been found 8 months after being misplaced by Rubio. Here's the quote. Our good friend Frank Rubio doesn't sound like an astronaut.
No.
Sounds like a guy that might knock on a door. Hey, it's Frank Rubio.
you lost your checkbook? You pay.
Our good friend Frank Rubio, who headed home already, has been blamed quite a while for eating the tomato, but we can exonerate him. We found the tomato. Rubio, who returned to Earth in September, had been the target of joking accusations for months that he had eaten the space-grown fruit. I wonder if it tastes better than the stuff grown down here. I'm just curious.
He made it into gravy, Mike.
Yeah. And then they gave him what's that? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's organic, right?
It has
technically
to be.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless, one of the other astronauts poops on it or something. Well, no, that'd be organic too. That's how they would fertilize it.
Mr. Armstrong.
They just wouldn't use like Miracle-Gro. That wouldn't be organic.
Ah, got it. Just have compost from your body.
Yeah. And then they gave him $200,000. Not that I'm obsessing over that story. We'll take a break, and I want to come back to talk about Hollywood right after this. Everybody's out there shopping. After all, 'tis the season. But it's crazy out there. I mean, crazy.
Crazy.
Really.
Crazy.
Don't you wish shopping could be easy? It can. Just hit up the Mike O'Mara Show online store. From legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies to morning transforming coffee mugs, your one-stop shop to show your
mugs are sold
fashion.
Out.
Oh, no.
As of yesterday. Just heads up.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
Why is it sad?
Some people won't be able to get them.
Well, you snooze, you lose.
Oscar, can we find one more mug for $200,000?
It's your one-stop shop to show your TMOS passion. And yes, we have key tags. Those aren't sold out, right?
No.
And those
nothing's sold out except for the mugs. And the only reason the mugs are sold out is so they have to order them in quantities of 70.
Ah. Oh,
that means what Oscar's saying is, try harder. You can easily get the best merch for you or a loved what?
What? If someone's like, can I get one more mug? And I'll be like, I got to need you to bring 69 more of your friends.
Yeah, bring them along in a minivan.
Not carrying inventory.
We hand select everything for top tier quality and killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, awesome. Thank you for your support, Possums.
Yes.
Really, a sellout's a sellout. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
We're adding new stuff. We will be adding new stuff as the year goes on, so be aware of that. All right, here's the thing. Lessons in Chemistry, marvelous, marvelous show with some certain critiques that I wanted to offer right here. As many of you know, I am someone who believes in many, many things that some people will say will poo-poo and say, oh, who cares? And well, I care. I care about freedom. I care about rights of people. I care mm-hmm. about discrimination. I care about racism. I care about a lot of these things. I don't approve of a lot of it. I also think that when you talk about liberalism in America and you're talking about Hollywood, that mm-hmm. Hollywood in many cases gets an unfair rap for the elites, as they like to call them on either coast. However, sometimes I think Hollywood needs to keep it in its pants when it comes to their cause célèbre. Mm-hmm. Because when you're talking about a show like Lessons in Chemistry, they shoehorn every cause into that show. Every cause. And I don't think what it does is lacks certain credibility. Not that all of these things didn't go on mm-hmm. during the time period when this show takes place, which is the 50s. But at the same time, we have now seen on Lessons in Chemistry a storyline about women being discriminated against. Mm-hmm. And then, not too much room, they have a storyline about racial discrimination. With mm-hmm. That's okay. Then they move into the lifestyle discrimination. And on and on. And I think at a certain point,
what's a lifestyle discrimination?
When they're talking about the one of the children that was gay, when they do a flashback to her childhood, obviously her brother,
right? Yeah.
Who commits suicide.
Oh, okay.
And every single episode. I mean, I get that the 50s were a terrible time, but Hollywood, you know, let's focus in and add credibility to one or two of these issues. When you put them all in there, you lose the structure of the show, and all we're doing is I feel as though when I'm watching that we're being preached to every single episode, and it diminishes the overall dramatic quality of the program. That's all I wanted to say. By the way, know it happened? Happens today. These mm-hmm. are issues that happen today. Yeah. But on one TV show where every single person is where the main characters are personally involved with every single moment that happens there, it gets a little tedious for me. That's all I wanted to say. And I don't know how often they do that, but and there was one other category.
Well, they give her a hard time for being a single mom and the mom and the kid not having a father.
Yep, they give her a hard time for that.
Yeah. You guys are so out of touch. What do you expect from a show that is literally, its premise is built around struggle? They're going to stack the struggle. They want to make it mass appeal. They want to show every side of it. Well, so everybody can empathize with the character.
But I think it loses credibility when you talk about the struggle. And every single
You think
struggle.
The talking dog monologue in episode 4 loses credibility? The whole the dog's talking to you the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying that the show lacks credibility anyway?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a point. But I don't agree. I agree with you.
The dog's talking
with that
to us
point.
For an entire hour.
But I like the use of the dog in the dramatic vehicle. That part I thought was okay.
Do you think the show would be more effective in getting its message across if it focused on one message only?
That's my point. I think that gender discrimination, the way women were treated in the office mm-hmm. in the 1950s, way back on the old Don and Mike show, whipped out that little primer for the housewife. Yes. How to prepare the house when daddy's coming home, which is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
And hysterical, but I don't think far from the way life really was. And I loved that they focused on that at the beginning with the beauty pageant they had.
Yes.
And I thought it was brilliant. But then they don't have any other story arcs other than that.
The show is remarkable.
She's a remarkable actress.
Yeah, and I had my mom watch the show, even though I had to basically explain how to even watch it, which is always painful.
Does it have a second audio program for her?
No, she understands English. She can figure it out. And she was just yelling at the TV the whole time because she was saying that
I shouldn't
have
the DNA.
She was yelling at my father because my father, she's like basically telling my father that my father wouldn't let her be a scientist. And I was like, oh my God, everything is dramatic for you.
Really? Because they were around.
Because that's their era, right? That's their era.
Didn't she blame your father for preventing her from being something else about 6 months ago? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, she wanted to be, you know, a contestant on La Voz. I don't know. But everything is my father's fault. And so he's always happy to come home.
Yes.
And what I look, the talking dog, I like that side of it, but it's, you have to suspend reality and eminent domain and people and, you know, big government taking over, you know, parts of the city that they didn't think were from citizens that they didn't think were, you know,
which
first
is,
class
I
citizens.
Think a completely legitimate plot line.
Yes.
And I think that that is, it was sometimes when you have story arcs, you know, I think you should nuance one story arc and spend more time on it before you trundle off at, you know, six different times in this different
story.
But
if I'm also making a show, Mike, of that time period through my lens, and it's Lily White, and there is not any appeal for, you know, those of you know, people of color, then or any other descent, then I'm not programming to the country. I'm not programming to them. Like, it just, if you take away the race relations, you take away some of the brothers, you know, trials and tribulations for, you know, being gay in that era, then you're not programming to the mass appeal.
Well, I agree. Look, mass appeal is out there, but I think that when you when every single episode has three plot lines concerning discrimination, it gets to be, you know, and by the way, the casting of the mother and daughter is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah. Oh, they're great.
Mike, I love the show, and I'm not outwardly bothered by it, but there are times when you mention this, it makes me think of, this is what turned me off of the show, This Is Us.
Fat shaming's included in this show, too.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to leave no stone uncovered.
But on This Is Us, before it got to the very end, everything bad was happening to everybody all the time. And it's like no one could catch a break.
We're all TNT. We love drama.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's what gets you.
Yeah, but it's still a very
good show.
You
didn't like the talking dog, though, so you're not the biggest fan of that show anyway.
No, I love that. What, 630. That's the dog's name. No spoiler. Yes. 630 is the star of that show.
He looks like Santos a little bit.
He does. He's in every pivotal plot arc. He is the greatest little guy around, and he's got the mind of an artist. Because in the fourth episode, when Shannon's crying through it, and I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, I like the dog. He should win an Academy
Award. Did they have
You're
doodles
just focused
in 1950?
On dogs right now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's, and did they have doodles in 1950? I think that's not an appropriate
I don't think
dog.
It's a doodle.
Poor casting. Yeah, they didn't have that dog.
I don't think it's a doodle. I don't think. I think they. You know what? Here's it. This is.
I think it's a labradoodle.
You really do?
Yeah, I do
like
too.
They put in a labradoodle, make it look like mutt or something like that. I don't know. Might have been.
No. By the way, it's and I'm sorry. This dog is adopted because this perfect-looking dog, a little shabby, finds its way to Brie Larson's backyard because she happened to throw away like a toaster strudel, and then he was eating it, and she's like, come on in.
I'd like to find my way to her backyard.
It's equivalent of, you know, having in any other plot arc, in any other movie, having the smoking hot babysitter or the smoking hot substitute teacher just show up in your world. There's no way this dog could clean up like this.
Yeah, probably right.
You think there'd be a scene where the dog takes off his glasses and all of a sudden he's hot?
Yeah, in the real world, who shows up, like a raccoon that has rabies shows up in your backyard. That's what happened in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think when you are talking about people who are oppressed, I think we should have a show that deals with one form of oppression and then maybe another story arc at a later time of the day. Instead, don't put
A lot going on.
Put all the oppression in one episode. That's just the way of it. We have to take a break.
It's hard to do in 10 episodes.
That's right, because it's going to be over. But it is a great show. And thank you for turning me on to it, both of you, because
I think in episode 10, Mike, everything is going to be fixed for the country. So we just have to look forward to that.
And it's
Go
ahead. Yes.
They highlight fluoride in water if you're in or out.
I don't like that. We'll be right back, everybody. There's a blast from the past. Wow. That was something else. I didn't expect I'd be doing that today. Hey, everybody. I got news for ye. Scroll. Forget generic gifts. that just create clutter. Rob, I'll need you to turn the music down for a second because I want you to just create a gift that's truly unique like I did. A professionally recorded song crafted just for the person that you care about. This company is wonderful. It's called Songfinch, ladies and gentlemen. Songfinch. It is the ultimate gift to show how much you care. It's an original studio quality song inspired by your story. And I did one for Carla, completely personal, and it lasts forever. And I'll play a little bit for you right now. Here, listen.
Do you ever think back to the start of our story? So many said we'd never last. These past 2 decades disagreed.
That's right, they said we wouldn't last, folks.
You made your way through
naysayers.
Life, overcome more than I can comprehend.
Back when they were building a highway through our neighborhood.
We cannot deny.
Stop.
Never looked back on the head.
These are personal, they last forever. I did this, it was a blast. Got
That's
some
so
tears.
Beautiful.
Got
it
some
really
tears
is.
From Carla with it, and you will too. I think this is one of the most unique gifts you can give somebody during the holidays. Really special. Songfinch Finch walks you through a simple process to create an original song. You answer a few questions online, and it's kind of fun when you're doing that too, because when you answer these questions online, you know you're setting up this song for the artist to compose the music and the lyrics and weave it in the way they want to do it. It's really, it's so easy, and it's special, too. They'll pour their heart into writing it like this. Declan Kennedy is the name of this artist, producing your original song in just 4 to 7 days. Check this out. I love this song.
Not every part, your mind, your heart, your beauty, yes, it's true. I'm amazed by you.
And the song is called Amazed by You. Because I am amazed at what Carla's accomplished in her life.
Love it.
And I'm proud of her. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song on Spotify for free so you can listen to your new favorite song anywhere you go. Go to songfinch.com/TMOS and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free. That's a $50 value. This offer is only available for our listeners at our special URL, songfinch.com/TMOS. That's songfinch.com/TMOS. And be sure to share your song with us.
Take a look around. Take it in how far we've come.
There she goes. That's wonderful. I love that song.
I wonder if you can do like a... if they'll let us do like a fun, like a funny one. For
oh, you! Like, it doesn't have to be You have different styles. I should mention that. It's important to mention that.
Yeah,
they're different. I'd have to be on the website to tell you what they do.
They're
different genres. Rock and what were you singing? What was the lyric you were singing?
I was just like something along with like. I was trying to match up a melody that would say, you had your fake ID and I told the bouncer to let you in or something like that.
You were doing, let me see if I got it, what you were doing. You were doing a song about my relationship. That's what it is. Back when everybody was saying she was underage. Stop it.
It doesn't have to be about Mike. It could be about Oscar. We have separate checking accounts and always will.
Was it? It's a... You signed the prenup and
my car list is too long to do right now on the show. Mm-hmm. I will have to do that in tomorrow's program. But we're going to give you the worst cars. I did
worst
this
cars.
With just exhaustive research.
Prices are coming down.
Prices are coming down for a lot of big ticket items, and I am very, very curious and making an effort to get a guy, this guy Roman from a company called Luxury Bazaar, who's a watch salesman and has a wonderful video presence online and tremendous amount of subscribers, to come on the show and talk about the biz, because the secondary market for watches has exploded over the last year, and it's recently been coming down to earth. So we'll do some cars, and then a lot of things, Oscar, are coming down to earth, and I think that after the Christmas Day ramp up, I think we're going to see some very interesting things around the economy, and it's interesting to see that car prices are coming back down to earth as well. So I wanted to say that...
deflation, as they call it.
Well, and the inflation is...
deflation.
Deflation is, the prices, hopefully... I don't feel it necessarily when when you're going out to the grocery store yet. Mm-hmm. Down here, I know we
gas
live,
is less.
Gas is a less. Little less. Mm-hmm. But there's an alternate reality that I live in this part of the world, which kind of skews the way you think about things. And mm-hmm. When you see the 1% and what they're able to do, it's
well, you
it's
can't
a different
get, you have to pull the. I mean, that's you have to factor them out.
Yeah, yeah, you do. You do.
Like the 1% doesn't feel a recession, doesn't feel,
right.
in most cases, or you know, it's that's why they're the 1%.
I think the best example would be
the rest
gas.
Of us.
The best example would all be feel, gas. You know, yeah, where you'd be sitting there pumping it and go, oh my God, what
that's
is it?
$90.
And none of it takes away from Rob Spiewak's Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. None of it. None of it affects his Christmas. Mm-hmm. He is the man of Christmas cheer. He's the only person that has a background with holiday lights, which we appreciate. I have two Christmas wreaths on my house, one that has lights burned out that I have not replaced because I just don't care.
Are they like Christmas lights within the wreath?
There are those little, my mom used
yeah,
to call
they go
them,
out.
My mom used to call them Italian lights. That's what they, back in that era.
Italian.
No, no, that was a legitimate, they were
that's
called,
true,
the white though, lights just, were not called little white lights, they were called the Italian rate, lights.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that
ceramic?
Phrase in a long time.
No, they were called Italian lights. I'll do the look.
No
it up.
Disrespect to the memory of your mom, Mary.
Yes,
God bless her.
I think yeah. that's what they were called.
But someone told her that, and they, you know, she carried that with her.
No, it was okay, Oscar. They came up with that phrase after the war to make the country seem more fun.
You know what my father used to say, and what? I'm just quoting my dad, and not in any way justifying, legitimizing his commentary. If he would go by a house that was bright and had lights in every window, and was he yeah. said, it's lit up like a Polish church. Don't know where that came from either. Don't know.
A lot
apparently,
of candles, a lot of candles and a Polish ceremony, yeah. maybe.
There you go. That's yeah. what I have there. Right.
So, but Mike, my house.
I don't even know what that would mean.
It would mean that a house is as bright and festive as a Polish
why
church.
Why is
which
a Polish church?
Because
I don't know enough
you'd have
about
to ask
Polish
my
churches.
Dad, and unfortunately, he's been underground for many, many
got it,
years
got it.
Right
I'm
now.
Mac,
Polish.
You got a Polish church up there?
Actually, you'd have to
is?
Take a
well,
deep swim
Italian
in Frenchman's Bay. What?
These are Italian lights.
There it is.
I know Italian ice.
Those are Italian lights he's showing. The Italian
yes.
lights are the white lights that are little, and that's what
oh,
it is. So my mom was not being...
Sorry, Mary O'Mara.
She was not
you're
being
not
inappropriate.
She's not, oh, no, she's not
so
a rude.
Pretty.
I'll take it all back.
Yes. So what are you doing? Why are you all...
Because I have my son home, and for the first time, my son is the catalyst for getting the decorating done. He put the tree up. He got all the boxes down. He put up lights outside yesterday without me asking him. And mm-hmm. it is so awesome to have.
It's a great feeling when your progeny
yes.
takes over the enthusiasm, much like Elizabeth cooking the turkey at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Wildly happy with that development. We love that. I love. And by the way, Elizabeth, my daughter, decorated with Carla inside our house, outside of our house, a suck fest. I give it. I own it. I come on. Inside our house, not the case. Very Christmassy and very, very nice. Very lovely.
Yeah, he came in. I was doing stuff in the basement on the computer, and he came in at like 6 o'clock yesterday. He says, Dad, all the lights are up. I put out Frosty, which is our plastic snowman. I put out Santa, and Sebastian the dog was barking at Frosty the snowman. I said, that is a win. Right there.
Okay. I get
the
it.
House
I totally
looks good.
Understand.
Yeah, and it was such a thrill for me. Not that, I mean, I don't mind carrying the tree up, but the fact that he just did it and set it up. Now, granted, that took him two tries because he put them in the wrong order. So when he stacked the tree up, it got like wide,
oh,
narrow.
That happens to the best
and it's
of
not,
us.
He said, yeah. the numbers don't mean anything. I said, the numbers are how you pack the tree away.
That's key.
Wouldn't have made that mistake if he was going to Harvard.
That's
just
true.
I want to say that.
And Mike, oh, I have one last. This is fast, yes. fast. A Christmas hack for everybody that okay. we figured out this year. It's almost impossible to put the ornament on the top of the tree, whether it's a point, an angel, a star, whatever it is. You want to make it be straight. And by the time your tree is standing up, it's very awkward to put it on
very
there.
Very true.
So
yes.
what we did is we put it on. This is only good for people that have artificial trees. But we put the top ornament on before we put the top part of the tree on. So it was actually right on ground level. We got the point perfectly straight, then put the top of the tree on the tree, and it was a piece of cake. So that is my
holiday. And then that's when Rob said to his family, "Oh, you should see what it looks like back here."
That's so true, though. But Gary Krimble, everybody, it's Christmas time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, ho, ho, ho. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the flip side.
Yes, we do.
Previously talking Mr. Rob Spiewak, who will have that for you, and many more thrills and fun moments. We're not done yet, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost over 65, and I'm excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. Mrs. O'Mara this morning said, "It's the holidays. I need you to make a video." And I didn't necessarily want to. And then when I finally...
You did look put upon just a little bit.
Well, that might have been the hour. The hour was pretty...
Mike, you looked great, but it looked like you didn't want to dance.
You looked great. Yeah, it looked like you didn't want to do it. Because we know you. But the general public would not know that.
That's true.
We know you. We know your face when you're like fake. You're really faking it.
But you can't lie with the weight loss.
But I'm not. Hold on a second. I want to clarify as I do a commercial for my wife's business here. I wasn't faking the results.
No,
you're saying
can't.
I was faking the enthusiasm of doing the video.
Yeah.
I even did
an Oscar move on it.
Yeah, you never danced. Ever, right. Mike. You never danced.
I was like, this man is upset that he even has to do this.
Yes.
Well, the next one's going to be naked.
Good.
Well, you look great.
I want to show one of the real fringe benefits of weight loss. Oh, I know. I would never. Boy, you're right. It was early. I mean, yes. It was before 7 a.m.
When I saw it pop up, I said, this poor man.
Yeah.
I really felt bad for you.
Yeah, what I wanted you to hold up.
You know the reasons more than anyone, Oscar. I wanted you to hold up
a copy of today's newspaper to make sure you were okay.
But Oscar, I know one thing. You also admire the hustle, don't you? Huh?
Well, I said Carla, God bless her.
Yeah.
Mike would still be in bed right now if he could.
My son's still in bed right now. He's under the weather.
Oh,
There's something sweeping through his school. Hey, and guess who was the non-taskmaster today? It was me. Because I knew he was really sick.
Yeah, I listened to him.
And it's like he's hacking away, and I want him to get out of that Petri dish for a little while. And it's, you know, the week leading up to the holidays. So it's
as we said to him yesterday, lots of movies this week at school.
DermGlow Skin, we digress.
We're back, baby. Is now
your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you do, click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com and take a quiz. Doctor will give you a prescription if you qualify, and you get them right to your house. They're in my refrigerator right now. I will be taking the products today. And I had a prescription from another doctor that I showed the people at after I hit the button at DermGlow. And they got me my own prescription, and I'm thrilled, and you will be too. And more videos to come. Absolutely. And I'll do it maybe later in the day when I don't appear to be under duress.
Stroke of midnight.
Well, we only knew that.
Yeah.
We're your friend.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, hit your thing, Rob.
Oh, yeah, I want to do that? Okay, here we
Hello.
Go.
Hello.
The flip side.
Mike, we talked to you.
Look at me. I used to be fat.
I'm still a little chunky.
6:15
in the morning. I'm not at my goal weight yet. And by the way, that's what I was saying during my video. I said, you got to, you know, it helps you not gain as well as, you know, flatlining's not bad if you're going to holiday parties and things like that.
That's true.
Be aware of that, too. Don't
Makes you feel like dancing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Mike, we talked at length yesterday about things we're nostalgic for. Something that has really sort of gone the wayside, even during the last 10 years, I think, is Christmas cards. Do you still do Christmas cards at all?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know.
Okay, very good.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
These are the three
Why
people
is
in my
that
life.
Sad? Yeah. She does it, I don't. I think the answer is no.
Okay.
These are the three people I receive a Christmas card from that I know, which I've already received them.
Okay.
It's Zoolander.
Yeah, got his.
Which has his whole family. God bless you, man. Thank you.
He's got like nine kids now.
Yeah, I've got a friend from business school who is also VP at JP Morgan Chase. Classy, full family, just as kids. They look great. They're growing up. And then Foxworth, full family. Those are the three people that they're, when I see their cards come in first week in December, like, they always have the rest together.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, they have people.
Now, I don't send anything. I wish we did, but we don't.
I used to be a big Christmas card guy, and I don't anymore. It's expensive, for one thing. A stamp is what, 60 cents?
Postage is expensive. I sent out fruitcakes. I know that. You know?
Yes.
Isn't there like a flat rate for these things?
No. You had to send a first-class stamp on all of them, and even more if they're oversized and the cards themselves.
Should have gotten the Forever stamps years ago.
I know. Screwed by the post office yet again. Forever yet stamps. Again.
Making memories.
But Mike,
go ahead, Rob. Go ahead. It's the flip side.
Wake up. Come on. Your segment. Wake up.
Here we go, buddy. Come on.
There is one lady who says she doesn't even want Christmas cards. I like getting them. I don't want to send them, but she wants to eliminate the clutter.
Hey, what are you doing? Nothing. I was going to tell you, since it's getting to be Christmas and all, don't send me a Christmas card. Mm-mm. I'm going to throw that in the trash. I'm going to look at it. Melissa, I'm sorry you didn't know. I'm just now telling you. And y'all look so cute, and your family dressed up for the occasion, and y'all look precious. And I'm about to throw in the garbage. I can't have that clutter laying around here. You know what I'm saying? Send me a digital picture, you know? Send it to me and say, Merry Christmas. No, don't do that either. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll see y'all on, you know? I'll see y'all.
Why do I like this? I don't know why.
Don't send me no card.
Don't send her no card, Mike.
I don't know why I like that.
It's the Grinch.
Sure. Yeah. I bet she's a...
Scatter.
I bet she's a wild one.
Yeah, but
all
Mike,
anyway,
you know what?
Go ahead.
There
I'm
is
sure,
still but... time if you wanted to send a Christmas card. There is still time, but you have to send it first class.
13 days. 13 days.
Here he is. Fresh off his 8 martini lunch.
13 days for Christmas shopping.
Cigarette
only
breath.
Got 13 more. 13,
gray
Mike.
Suit.
Hi there. Fedora. Christmas
Hi
will
there.
Be here before you know it.
Before
only
you know
13
it.
Shopping days left.
Time's a fleeting.
I'm tired of doing these, and I have a deviated septum. I'm doing a lot of cocaine.
Mike, and let's close with this. We are in the middle of Hanukkah right now, right in the middle of the 8 crazy nights.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay, and when it's good and ready, a dreidel, we will play the game.
I think that the best take on Hanukkah, as always, is Lewis Black's.
Christmas has gotten out of control. But when I was a kid, I wanted to celebrate it. But I couldn't because I'm Jewish. But when you compare Christmas to Hanukkah, there's no comparison. Christmas is great. Hanukkah sucks. How do we celebrate Hanukkah? We celebrate it with candles. Christians, on Christmas, Santa comes and he brings a ton of stuff. It's unbelievable. It's extraordinary. I go next door to see my best Christian pals. I'll never forget it. And the whole house is filled with boxes. It's like a warehouse. And out back, there's 6 ponies. 6! We were going to buy Princess One, but we loved all of them. Merry Christmas. People believe that Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. And that's a liar, liar, pants on fire situation. Most Jewish families don't make it past the 4th day. It doesn't happen. Come on, aren't we going to light the lights? No, enough's enough. First night you get socks, second night an eraser, a notebook. It's a back-to-school holiday.
That's all I got, Mike.
We got to get out of here. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow, and we'll have some car talk for you. I think you'll find it absolutely fascinating, and you guys can give me your opinions on autos that you really think suck. We'll do that as a consumer service at the end of the year from us here at the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.